Hello, welcome to the English programme with me, Steve. How are you doing? We hope you're doing well. And if not, if there's something wrong, if you're feeling a bit under the weather or if you're a bit sort of depressed because you've had to go back to work, or maybe the weather's suddenly changed like it has here because it's been really, really hot here. I'm talking very dry, but very, very hot. Sort of typical Spanish summer, really. And then we were promised yesterday that the weather was going to suddenly change. We were going to lose 10 degrees overnight. And basically it's happened. But now it's there's no sun at all. But it's still very, very humid now. So it's sort of different, but in a way just as bad as it was. But anyway, if that is cause for giving you concern, if you're a bit down because of the weather, then just don't worry about it. We have a fantastic schedule of broadcasts planned for over the autumn and into the new year, but we have a long way to go before that happens. Now, today we have this bit of news here from the David Miliband website. Of course, not long to go now until we find out who's going to be the next leader of the Labour Party. It could be Dave, it could be Ed, it could be anyone, quite frankly. But we have this from David Miliband's website, davidmiliband.net, even, if I can read properly. And it says here, David is Labour voters' choice to win next election. A Comres poll for The Independent shows that David Miliband is more than twice as popular as his nearest rival and three times more likely to get Labour elected to government at the next election. The poll also found that David is most likely of the five Labour leadership candidates to win over wavering voters and people who backed Labour back in 2005 but switched to the Liberal Democrats or Conservative Party this year. So we want your thoughts and views on this. Who do you think should be the next Labour leader? Bear in mind that whoever it is will be trying to be the next British Prime Minister. Out of the five, who do you think is most likely to do well at any sort of national general election? We'd love to hear your thoughts. Don't forget, you can follow us, as always, on Twitter. It's twitter.com/EnglishRadio.